Live. You can bring up anything you want. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. And with you tonight, it is Julia.
Nemi.
And Allie.
Want to help promote Free Talk Live? Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are various ways you can help out the show if you like what you hear. So we are talking about public schools tracking children. And after the calls, I really want to get into some of the details of that article because there's some very disturbing things going on in Texas, apparently. But since this is the show about your calls, we have Abel on the line, and he had more to talk about. Abel, are you there?
I am.
Okay. What was your second thought?
Well, going to the police. I think a lot of these police shootings, you know, especially when it sounds kind of like the one that they describe, guy's hands are on the, I think that the cop accidentally shot that guy.
Huh? Why?
And the reason that it happens is that the police do not do the safety measure of being ready with the finger off the trigger.
Right. Do you think that they should have approached a car in that manner with the guns drawn? Do you think that that's appropriate?
I think they do that way more often than they should. But if they are going to have guns drawn, they should be at the ready. They don't have a target yet. You know,
right.
You only have your finger on the trigger when there's somebody you're millisecond away from having to kill.
Do you think that it's appropriate to pull someone over in an undercover cop car because they cut you off?
Oh no! That whole thing the undercover cars, I don't think they generally are instructed to pull people over at all.
Yeah, I am interested.
They're doing other business. They're doing, hopefully, something that is protecting some victim from, robbery or rape or murder or whatever, investigating crimes, some real crimes.
You would think so. I have a story from here just this week. A friend of mine had her car stolen out of her driveway here in Keene.
Yeah.
Several days later, it was found gutted and stripped and beaten up down in Chicopee, Massachusetts. And Chicopee, Mass police don't want to fingerprint it. This girl lost her car. It's destroyed. She can't use it, can't repair it. It's totaled. Chicopee, Mass says, no, we don't want to fingerprint it. Keene police say, no, we don't want to fingerprint it either. But they're perfectly content pulling over the money generators. Where is the money generated from investigating a stolen car?
Right.
Whereas if you blow through a stop sign, you can get a ticket and you have to generate some money for the state. And it's disappointing to me because, contrasting the rolling through a stop sign, who's hurt? There's no victim. There's, no one was hurt.
But there's a financial incentive to make a big deal about that.
For the state, sure.
Right.
But where someone was actually deprived of their property through theft, I was very surprised to hear that and disappointed as well.
Yeah, that's sad.
No, the actual likelihood is that that many of the unmarked cars and the undercover police officers are not all about, real crime. They're probably more likely involved in the drug war. So,
right.
I like to leave at least the possibility that they could be, doing the good public work. But the reality is, and we all know it, that that unaccountable actors are not going to, act in an accountable manner. Why should they?
Right.
And so basically, the whole system is broken. And mostly the people involved, the public, are accepting it, and they all deserve it. I don't, because I don't accept it, and you guys don't because you don't accept it, but it doesn't matter because we're a minority yet, and hopefully that's moving in a better direction.
Yep, you get the government you deserve. Thanks for the call tonight, Abel. We have lots more phone calls on the line. John in Carson City would like to talk about Tom's call. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd say, listening to Tom's call, I don't share any of Tom's views about gays, but...
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. I was getting the callers confused. Tom called in the first segment to talk about how much he hated gay people. Continue.
Well, I don't think, yeah, that was one of the things he talked about, but he was also talking about, you know, an offense against this photographer, but an offense by the state. Now, I don't agree with any of Tom's views about gays, but I really don't think the three of you are taking the high road when, you know, you're speculating about Tom's sexual orientation, when you're making fun of the way he talks just because you don't agree with him, when that's
it's not, the way
not
he talks.
Something you would do
that's
if you
not,
agreed with him.
I mean, I could be wrong, and he could really have like a speech
no,
impediment.
No, he does not have a speech impediment.
But I'm pretty sure he was mocking.
Yes, he was absolutely mocking gay people. So yeah. We were picking fun at Tom.
All right, well, it's okay. I can understand that if you're making fun of him. Okay, if you know
if Tom wanted to really be taken seriously, and I actually think I said this, was it's hard to take someone seriously when they're talking like Elmer Fudd, you know, and it's very clear to me that he was being degrading toward gay folks. Now, I'm not gay myself. However, you know, I think it's important to treat people respectfully, regardless of how they present themselves or how I agree with them, especially in the realm of sexuality, because it's none of my business what you guys want to do in your own bedrooms on your own time, so long as you're not hurting me or someone I love, you know. But I think I think where the initial caller was right, I would agree with him that it is not government's place to mandate or fine or enforce some sort of rule of fairness, you know, discrimination against gay people. But on the flip side, I also don't necessarily agree that the photographer is right in discriminating against people. But here in New Hampshire, we certainly have a law that you can refuse to serve anyone at any time. It doesn't matter if you're a convenience store or a bar. And so I don't think it's government's place to do that. But I also think I would like to know if someone is a bigot. So I, as I am an informed consumer, I would like to know where I'm shopping, and I don't want to do business with someone who wants to discriminate against gay people.
And to address what you're saying about, you know, you said that it wasn't taking the high road to make jabs at his sexuality. It wasn't, you know, at least when I was saying it, wasn't just, oh, what's the most offensive thing I can say to this guy to make him mad?
Well,
it wasn't that.
Laughing.
It was so much as, I mean,
shock, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some backwards people who still live in New Hampshire.
It's hard to take somebody seriously when they call up and say, like,
I have such a fit about what other people are doing.
What's wrong with, that's the most appropriate response I can think of to respond to bigotry is to laugh at it because it's so unfounded and stupid. And, I mean, as far as making fun of his sexuality or, like, calling that into question, it's not just because I know he would find that offensive, but because I honestly think that people that have that approach to or, like, feel so strongly about other people's sexual orientation have problems with their own.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
Exactly.
But, you know, how is that? You know, I mean, to me, it makes more sense to criticize his views, not to say there's something wrong with this guy.
I would say that if he is in fact gay, that there isn't anything wrong with him. But I would disagree that I think bigotry is wrong, and I will speak out against that because there are people I love who happen to be in love with people of the same sex.
Well, I understand that. So to call
them queers or to ask if they want to get married, I think it's insulting to anyone's intelligence who's a remotely respectable human being.
I agree.
So, yeah, I'm going to respond in kind because I'm occasionally a cynical, sarcastic person.
Okay. One of the reasons I was calling was because I think that people, especially libertarians, really have, you know, an outsized sensitivity to bigotry, whereas I think it's more of a garden variety mistake, like statism. Like, you know, chances are you probably have lots of friends who have...
John, we're going to break. If you want to hold on, you can finish your thought here after we get back. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live in year 25.
the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you like. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. And tonight it is Julia,
Nemi,
and Allie.
And I wanted to talk to you about the Free State Project for a moment. From creating new and old media to political action and civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you've ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. I believe you and I, Allie, are both Free State Project participants.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
Yes.
I was born here.
That's okay. So we had a phone call. I don't think that he held over. I will try and pick it up really quick, but I think he's gone. Hello, are you there? Yeah, he's gone. So we'll go back to the phone. We have Steve in North Dakota who's listening on Android. Hi, Steve. How are you? What would you like to talk about?
Hey, I'm sorry. That was my guitar making a bunch of noise there. So, I got injured at work, and so I'm normally fairly autonomous, and I don't get to hang out with the office. But I get injured, so they put me on light duty, and I'm there, and I usually don't indulge in political conversation with work. Get close to the election, obviously, that's the topic of discussion. And I made a comment. Now, I'm talking to three ladies, so You have to understand, I work with a bunch of guys, right? So
okay.
Try to say this as delicately as possible.
As if he's going to shock us, right?
There's kind of like this hot chick at work, and she's this big Obama supporter, and pretty much most of them are all Romney supporters.
Awkward.
So I said something like, well, if that gal would provide a certain sexual service for me, I would switch my vote over to Obama. Just kind of as a joke, really. You can imagine what I'm talking about, I'm sure.
Right.
So these guys were appalled. Not that I would say that. Not like from they weren't offended because of the sexuality of the comment. They were more offended that I would give up something, quote, so precious, quote, as a vote. Right, and so that kind of got me thinking about this later on. I didn't really talk about it. I thought about it later on, and I thought, if somebody gave me $20, I'd probably vote for Obama or Ron or whoever. I mean, the thing is, what's so valuable about this vote? What's so important about it? Well,
it's been gerrymandered and... quote, counted and, whatever. It counts to nothing. Well, your vote means nothing.
If nobody went out and voted, not a single person, do you think that they would just all go away? You know what I mean? The voting doesn't really matter. They're here to stay, no matter which one it is.
Right. Well, and as Mark pointed out a week or two ago, he said, if I gave you a time machine, and I'm going to paraphrase, a time machine and 100 votes, your one vote counted for 100 votes, and you could vote in any election, how many elections, presidential elections, that is, how many elections do you think that you would have turned the tide in? The answer, of course, is zero. The closest election in history was 2000 between Al Gore and George W. Bush, and even that one was decided by about 600 or so.
Right. Even if you had changed who was president, you wouldn't have likely changed history, because usually the two politicians are exactly the same, act the same, under the same pressure from the same people. So.
Well, Obama is a great example of that, because Obama ran on a platform that got young people especially, I think, really excited, because he talked about all this change, and he said he was going to end the war, and he made all of these promises, and he's proven to be, he's on the same exact path as Bush. I won't say he's worse than Bush, because I think Bush would have acted the same way, like, had he continued, but there's no difference between the two of them at all.
Hey, let me tell you something. I work in the oil business, and there are relatives of the Bush family here. I have it on pretty good. I have pretty good information that says that Bush is a pretty big fan of Obama, and that doesn't surprise me at all.
Why would it? You have to wonder what goes on behind closed doors. Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I'm not suggesting anything like that, but just, like, how buddy-buddy they really are, right? Because they're supposed to be on different teams and have totally different viewpoints, but they don't. I mean, they're exactly the same.
It's a sport for them.
Yeah. So any other... No, I was just going to ask, any other thoughts, Steve?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it sounds like your phone line is cutting out, so I'm gonna drop the call.
Okay.
But thank you, and give us a call back some other time, 855-450-FREE. We've got Brian on the line in Maine. Hi, Brian. What would you like to talk about?
Yes, I'd like to talk about my police interaction yesterday.
Your what?
Police interaction.
My police interaction yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, so it all starts, I was sitting on a bench, right, because I ride a bike. And I've seen someone that I haven't seen in a long time, okay? So I went over and we started talking. So about 5 minutes later, two police cars roll up, and they come over and they know us both personally, and they're like, and by the way, I live in a really small town. And they say, what are you guys doing here? So I told them the truth. We're just sitting here. I haven't seen them in a while. We're talking. And so... 5 minutes later, Border Patrol rolls up. And then
Border Patrol, you say?
Yeah, Border Patrol agent in an unmarked Ford truck. And he says, do you mind if we search the vehicle? And my buddy says, yes, I do mind. I don't want you to search my vehicle. As soon as he says that, a Border Patrol agent opens up the back door, and a police dog gets out of the car, starts walking around the car. Well, stay safe. The court call comes back over around to the other side of the car and says sorry to the police officer that the dog didn't hit on anything. So then, 5 minutes later, another police car shows up, and this one's an unmarked state police car. And they all get out in front of our car, and then, 5 minutes later again, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent shows up. Now there's four police officers there, and then...
Four officers later, or four police, different police cars, like four, only four officers?
There was four officers and four cars.
Okay.
So then a total of one more car shows up, and a Toyota Corolla, unmarked, completely unmarked, no flashing lights or nothing, and it's the chief of police.
From your town.
What's that?
From your town?
Yep, from my town. And they asked me to step out of the car. Okay? So they make me come way over, probably 150, 200 feet away, so they couldn't hear, so my friends couldn't hear what I was telling them. And they start questioning me, why am I in the town, and what am I doing here, and why? They just asked me a whole bunch of questions, and cause my friend has gone to prison before for drug-related offenses. And
this is the friend that was with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, anyway, to cut the story to the end, they only charged him, or they fined him for not having his car inspected.
But wow. Ryan, I'm going to put you on hold if you want to finish your story. We're going to break right now. We will be right back with more. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call us Free Talk Live.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Lots of old and old we, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only helps when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you like. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free free line, 855-450-FREE. And tonight, I am Julia.
I'm Nemi.
And I'm Allie.
And we have Brian on the phone. He's telling us a story about police. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Would you like to continue your story?
Yeah. Okay, so after they had cited him for a fine, they pulled us out of the car and told us they don't want us in their town. And I said, this is not your town. And they proceeded to tell me to shut my mouth. And I said, that's my First Amendment right to say whatever I like to say, as long as it doesn't offend or discriminate against anybody. And he told us, plain out, get the blank out of my town. And don't let me see your face in my town again.
What town is this? Is this some podunk place?
It's up by the border in Maine, I'm assuming.
Ah.
Yeah, it is. It's probably 20 miles from the Canadian border. It's Caribou, Maine.
Oh, so you're way up. Way, way up.
Yeah. And a few years ago, there was actually another police officer that actually quit from the police department because of the what he called small-town politics, and actually posted a video on YouTube, which they claimed was some kind of copyright or something like that, and got the video deleted off of YouTube.
All right, wait a second. Say that one more time. He sued?
A police officer, what part didn't you hear?
All of it.
Okay,
repeat yourself.
So, okay. A police officer, which used to work in this town, he posted a video after he had gotten done from the police department stating that there was a lot of small-town politics in this town, saying, and he actually posted a video on YouTube about this, and they ended up deleting the video somehow.
Because they reported it as copyright infringement, trademark infringement?
Exactly.
Right, I understand. Okay. My question to you, this would have been a terrifying experience for me, five cops with me and my friend. I think the first thing that would have been good in my corner, I would want in my corner is a camera and a video recorder, preferably uploading straight to the internet. So even if they get your equipment, it's still live on the internet. Now, you're way up in Maine. I know that there is some questionable cell coverage in Maine, so I don't know how much of an option that is for you, but I think that would go a long way to defending yourself and keeping yourself on an even keel with the cops, because it sounds like this guy was just way out of line, way overstepping his bounds, asserting authority he didn't have. And the best thing to do to nip that in the butt, in my experience, is say, hey, you're being audio and video recorded.
Exactly. You see, I was just trying to figure out, there must be some kind of law that they broke doing this. Like, there's got to be some kind of law.
Sure, but how are you going to prove it?
Yeah, did you didn't catch him on camera, did you?
No, I did not.
And unfortunately, in those kind of situations, it's their word versus yours, and it seems that their word usually wins.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anything else you have to talk to us about tonight, Brian?
I have one more thing that might seem a little outrageous, but it's completely true from my eyes. Where I live close to, I don't know, where the planes constantly fly over, going to Europe and whatnot. A couple of months ago, me and my sister and my father were standing outside, and my sister pointed out a large plane, and it was really quite low, and so it flew directly over us, then banked to the right, which would be back towards Europe. And so I ran inside, and I have a book of modern aircraft, and I looked into the book, and the only plane that fits the profile is a Russian bomber. And it really, really scared us.
Could you be able to see that kind of detail from up that far up in the air?
The only reason why we could is because it has the swept-back wing, and it was it's called a Tu-165 Russian bomber, and it's a really distinct plane, and it has solid light. So when it has solid light on the internet, it says it's going to bomb something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Russian planes personally. Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate your story.
Maybe this isn't fair, but whenever people tell me about stuff like I saw something way up in the sky and I came to this conclusion, I'm always just kind of skeptical. Like, I don't feel like it's evidence enough that something's happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think people, you know, when it's something that is difficult to prove like that, it's like your biases all sort of come into it. And I'm not saying that I would never believe something like that, but it just makes me skeptical when people say they see things in the sky.
Right.
Like UFOs.
Well, I definitely believe
that
he saw a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about Russian planes, so I really have no authority at all.
I'm not calling him a liar. I'm just saying that whenever people tell me things like that, it's hard for me to be like, oh, really? Oh,
right.
My God. I'm scared, too, now. Like, I don't know what to say.
I don't either, which is why I'm not saying anything.
I definitely wanted to get back into this public school article, Nemi, because I know that there were a lot of disturbing details that the caller did not get into. Do you have that up?
I do. This is coming from HuffPo. Weeks after Northside Independent School District in San Antonio rolled out its new smart IDs that track students' geographic locations, the community is still at odds with the program. The quote-unquote student locator project, which is slated to eventually reach 112 Texas schools and close to 100,000 students, is in trial stages in two Northside District schools. In an effort to reduce truancy, the district has issued new student IDs with an embedded RFID chip that tracks the location of a student at all times.
That is so creepy.
Creepy.
I wonder
if
they have, like, a map and, like, the students are little dots in the map. That is weird.
It's like, let's GPS Allie and see where she is.
Yeah.
So the program officially launched October 1st at John Jay High School and Anson Jones Middle School. Without the badges required to be worn around the neck, students cannot access common areas like the cafeteria or library and cannot purchase tickets to extracurricular activities.
I have a better idea. Why don't we just put shock collars on all the students and then have, like, an electric fence that goes around, like
right.
An invisible fence?
I like the collar idea.
Yeah, I think that would actually be more effective.
Now, the local TV station has reported that the district has threatened to suspend, fine, or involuntarily transfer students who fail to comply. And
now I want to know, I don't know if the article touches on this, but do parents, like, why wouldn't somebody comply? Is this something that parents are against, or is it just a kid doesn't feel like wearing his necklace?
Parents and students from the schools spoke out against the project last month, but now a local TV is reporting that schools are taking the restrictions one step further. John Jay High School sophomore Andrea Hernandez refuses to use the new IDs, citing religious beliefs and instead sticking with her old badge from previous years, calling the tracking devices the quote-unquote mark of the beast. She tells Salon that the new badges make her uncomfortable and are an invasion of her privacy. I agree. She said, but to add to her restricted school grounds access, the teen says she was barred from voting for homecoming king and queen. She says, I had a teacher tell me I would not be allowed to vote because I did not have the proper voter ID. I had my old student ID card, which they originally told us would be good for the entire 4 years we were in school. He said I needed the new ID with the chip in order to vote. Now, if successful, the tracking program could save the district as much as $175,000 lost daily to low attendance figures, which in part determines school funding.
That is so ridiculous.
So they lose money because kids don't, because kids skip school, basically.
Right. Higher attendance could lead to more state funding in the neighborhood of $1.7 million.
You know what's sad is that that's what this is about. It's not about the kids being in school so they can get an education, because really, I mean, what are high school age kids learning? They're not learning anything new. You've been learning, at that point, you've been learning the same thing for 6 years. But it's about money. Yeah. I mean, all they care about is getting more funding.
Now, they've put some spin on this. A statement on the school district's website lays out the program's goals to increase student safety, security, increase attendance, and offer a multi-purpose smart student ID card that streamlines grounds, access, and purchasing power.
Why not just give your friend, like, have them put your card in their backpack?
Right.
And then you just go off and do whatever you want.
That's
that
why you have to wear it around your neck. You can only have one lanyard at a time.
I guess so.
Give us a call, 855-453. How do you feel about this?
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Tonight we have Julia,
Nemi,
and Allie.
And Nemi, you have something to tell us about bitcoins.
I sure do. Bitcoins always allows anyone to be able to send and receive payments with anyone anywhere in the world. It is mathematically impossible for bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated. It is mathematically impossible for anyone, including governments, to block you from sending or receiving these payments. It is mathematically impossible for anyone to freeze your account. It is mathematically impossible for anyone to interfere with your account in any way. And if you are careful about it, bitcoins can be used anonymously as well. Bitcoins give everyone 100% complete control over their own money. Another new development that you can now use is blockchain.info. You use this wallet to send payment to any of your friends on Facebook, as well as gamble on sashodice.com. If you haven't tried blockchain.info's wallet yet, I recommend giving it a try. It is fantastic.
So we've been talking about this tracking system in Texas public schools. It's being rolled out. But I think it's in, I think a caller brought this up, and it's important to note that Texas is just the first place.
It's actually not new.
Really?
This has been happening. It started in Houston in 2004.
Wow.
And it's also happening in California. And here I'm reading about a federally funded preschool in California that started placing RFID chips in children's clothing 2 years ago.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah. And numerous districts have also considered similar programs but have not made them mandatory. But again, in California, Anaheim Union High School District is in the midst of testing a GPS tracking program. This comes from Salon.com. Each school day, delinquent students get an automated wake-up phone call reminding them that they need to get to school on time. In addition, 5 times a day, they are required to enter a code that tracks their locations. As they leave for school, when they arrive at school, at lunchtime, when they leave school, and at 8 p.m.
Is this all on their cell phones or something?
I don't know if this is a code on their cell phone or somewhere. If we call
8
in
p.m.
Line. 8 p.m.
If school ends at 3, why is it their business where you are until 8?
8. Right.
I don't understand how anybody could justify that.
Right, or so agree crazy. To it. Acquiesce.
Delinquent students? Right. What does make someone a student?
I think if
delinquent.
You skip school.
If you're being a truant, if you've been labeled a truant.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a really awful high school student, and I used to skip school all the time. And if they had come, this would have been bad for me. I mean, I guess it couldn't have gotten any worse because I actually got expelled, but I would not have worn this. This would have infuriated me.
Why don't they just put cots in the classrooms and have the teachers put the kids to bed themselves?
Right.
Like, what's the point of parents anymore? What purpose do parents play in their children's lives when the schools are doing this kind of stuff?
A friend of mine has been a principal at an elementary school for years and years, and he was lamenting many years ago that the responsibility of parenting has really been shifted onto the schools. So
yeah.
Where you and I, or I, you know, and back in my day, you know, kids were not dropped off for breakfast. They were dropped off before first class. And, the after school program was pretty limited. You stayed for a couple hours and your parents would come pick you up. But now it's like school districts are responsible for feeding, for clothing underprivileged kids, for now coding and specially educating. And it just seems like a money dump to me.
Right. It's unfortunate, too, because so many parents out there, both parents have to work, and that didn't really used to be the case. It used to be very common for one parent to stay home. Now it seems like it's impossible for a lot of people, and so schools have basically become a babysitting gig. I mean, really, mm-hmm. they're just there to watch your kids all day.
But even worse than babysitting,
yeah.
because, yeah, babysitters don't do this.
The babysitter
stuff.
Is also a cop
yeah.
who wants to get you in trouble.
Exactly.
And this is really the problem with school, public schools is that, I mean, they're government run. That caller brought up the fact that there's no really incentive for them to actually educate kids. Mm-hmm. It's like they're there to just control and indoctrinate them.
It's becoming more and more with public schools. It seems that it is the school's will versus the parents and then maybe versus the child or not child. A lot of times it's like young adults or whatever, but it's not that the school is trying to work to make this education package fit the needs of the parent and the child. They're not working with them. They're not, you
no,
know,
it's
parents
one size fits all.
Parents aren't a customer. They're like the devil, and you have to do everything you can to make sure that these kids turn out right the way that the school wants them to turn
and
out.
And the school does a better job of judging when a kid is sick than a parent. And I this was another surprising revelation for me. A coworker of mine a few years ago had a teenage daughter in high school. She wanted to go some family was coming in from out of the country. She wanted to go to New York, and her mother did not have the right to call her out sick.
This
or just not in school, period. The school, and this is a small New Hampshire school district, said they would call the police and report her truant if it was not an excused absence, meaning mm-hmm. not that a parent can call in anymore. You need a doctor's note.
Yep.
So she ended up having to go to someone in the family who was in the medical profession and getting a note to excuse her to go on this trip to New York with family she hadn't seen in years and years. I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
schools
this is
now
crazy.
Think they're the ultimate authority.
I know. I remember kids in school going on family trips and the teachers just acting like it was the worst thing ever, and us students being really jealous and being like, why can't my parents take me to Disneyland
right.
instead of making me go to school? And the teachers just feel so self-important, and their curriculum is just, if they don't learn this, it's so much more important than Disneyland, because if they don't, you know, more important than quality time with their parents, my curriculum, damn it, like, why can't you stay here and learn this? And then they make a big deal about missing school as if you're going to be a worse person for missing their class.
That's right.
Parents out there, I'd love to hear what you think. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE, and tell me how you would feel if you had a child in this school system. You know, I think it's interesting, Allie, you were just talking about curriculum, and the internet has really changed the way that, like, that you learn, essentially. I mean, things that I learned in school were memorizing the periodic table of elements and stupid, maybe meaningless things like that, unless you're specifically going into a scientific field.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with the internet, all of this information is readily available. There's no reason for you to memorize any of this. You can make room, to speak, you know, in your head for so much more useful information. So it's interesting to me that this curriculum, it's pretty much the same that it's been. I mean, it doesn't really evolve.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's like it is all about memorization. And if you're learning a new language, okay, that's the time to memorize. But when it comes to other things, like if it's really expedient to memorize things, depending on what you're trying to do, then I could see pushing memorization. But I was being taught to memorize everything.
Yeah.
And basically what I was memorizing was the highlighted parts of my textbook.
Right.
What you were going to need to know to pass the test.
Yes.
I actually went to school to be a teacher when I was right out of, I got my GED. I didn't graduate high school, but I got my GED, and my parents required that I go to college immediately after. And I, for some reason, thought that I wanted to be a teacher, and now that's hilarious. So I majored in elementary education, and I did student teaching in an elementary school, and I specifically remember one incident. I was working with a fourth grade student. The teacher said to me, you know, hey, this girl has problems with this, and we need you to help her pass this test. And I'm going over the test, and literally everything on there, I don't know the answer. It's things like, how far is the sun from the earth? You know, and I'm sure I had to know that at one point to pass a test, but there's no real life relevance to that at all. And I actually was very honest with the girl. I told her that. I said, look, You just have to pass this test so that you can get to the next grade. So why don't we come up with, like, some sort of little game to help you memorize this and then forget it because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, because I just felt bad for her. I mean, she was really upset. She was being harped on by the teachers
about... Yeah, made
about
feel like she was unintelligent.
Unintelligent. Right, as if this stuff makes you intelligent. It really just makes you trivial. Knowing a bunch of facts makes you trivial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they want you to learn, I guess.
Plus, it's like, yeah, memorizing numbers like how far is the Earth from the Sun. Unless you study, you know, space and solar system and things like that, it means nothing to you. These numbers mean absolutely nothing. You have no context for it whatsoever. And, like, especially if you're young like that.
Yeah.
We just learn numbers, and, yeah, it just, it's like the number of zeros takes up a big part of the, you know, chalkboard, but, or whiteboard or whatever, but it doesn't mean anything.
Right. I just can't imagine that, I mean, most of the information is just totally unusable, and it's kind of upsetting. It's such a waste of time.
Yeah, why do you know, like, why don't teachers sit there and, like, question this? Like,
right.
Question their job and the validity of it when they know that they didn't know any of this before they were told to teach the kids.
How do you feel about this? Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Allie has an update on Pussy Riot when we get back. Free Talk Live.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rock, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government is having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.